Citizens have expectations of members of the Board of Education and seek assurance about how candidates will offer leadership within the board. What promises do you make regarding your agenda? 1.5 minutes.
I don't know going into it. I have an agenda. My thing is I'm just a regular old guy from Haleville. Graduated in 1988. I'm about as country as they come. I'm about as honest as they come, I think. I'm going to go into it and just work as hard as I can to make sure everything seems fair and that everybody's treated with respect. I use common sense every day in running a bank. I think I do a pretty good job in making everybody feel welcome. I know that when people come to you in this job, everybody's problems are going to be the greatest, more important than everybody else's. And to them, they are. And even though they may seem small to me, you've got to take the time. You've got to put in the effort and just treat everyone with respect. Basically, that's the way I feel, kind of live by the golden rule, you know, treat everyone like I want to be treated. And that's the way I live my life. That's about all I have.
Thank you. Let's hold the applause till the end, okay? Number two, second is Boo Houghton.
What number did you draw?
B2.
Like the board of directors of a corporation, the Board of Education governs as a body, not individually. What are a board member's legitimate roles and responsibilities?
I'm sorry, Harold. Misconception sometimes in the community of what the role of a board member is. Are we the ones that you call and get your sister or daughter a job? Not necessarily. It's got to funnel down through. To take action upon the recommendation of the superintendent and the principals. That's the main function. So it's got to come down from the managers of the school system to the board to make your decision based off of that. To work with the community to develop a vision for the system. So, you've got to get the intake coming in from the community of what the vision of the community and the drive to the school. Now, can all that happen? Not necessarily. But you better be listening to what's going on, and you pass the information on to the superintendent. To make clear and concise decisions regarding school policy, even if it's not popular. You keep your guard up, but understand that your decision or your vote is not always going to be the most popular amongst the community. To monitor teaching and learning, not micromanage, but monitor the teaching and learning by providing the superintendent with sufficient administration and the personnel to get the system rolling in the right direction. And really and truly, the people that answer directly to the board are only the CFO of the school and the superintendent. Nobody else.
That's it. Thank you very much.
A little louder, Bobby. I don't hear so well.
Someone forgot the bell.
We appreciate you guys.
Number three is Steve Stott.
Number three.
3B. Question number three is, what is your vision for Haleyville City Schools over the next 6 years?
My vision for Haleyville City Schools over the next 6 years is that hopefully that we'll be recognized as one of the premier schools in the state of Alabama. And in the next 6 years, we do have to prepare our students to be resourceful adults, and we need to facilitate learning through digital aid literacy, inventive thinking, effective communication, and high productivity, so they can be ready to go to college or in the workforce or whatever their goals are in life. So that's what I see our vision next 6 years.
Thank you. Always resourceful. Now, next is Mr. Gary Warren. B1. This section. What motivates you to seek office as a member of Board of Education?
Several things, I would say. And I saw something in a flyer from the Heritage Baptist Church here in town. And the flyer said, our kids are a great gift, but also a great responsibility that God has blessed us with. So that's a reasoning that I would want to serve. If you look at this job, there's no other job as important to our community in every aspect than working with our kids, bringing our kids forward, bringing our schools forward. I found a strength that I have that I've used for years to have kids. I want to continue to use that strength because I've developed in the last 4 years on the school board a lot of contacts, met a lot of people. I've learned a lot about education in Alabama and ways that we can improve and move forward. And I'd like to use my abilities to bring our schools to a higher level, to succeed, to really make our community proud and to serve our community. I know our community. I know our kids. I know their weaknesses. I know their strengths. I know their problems. And I can work with them to bring them forward.
Thank you. We're going to start doing another round, which I will be Barry Burleson. And let's remind everybody that you can answer a previous question, remember, if you want to answer the question somebody else did before you draw a number.
Let me do that.
Really? Okay, go ahead. What motivates you to seek office as a member of the Board of Education?
I guess my two biggest factors are Briley and Parker Burleson. You know, I've got a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old that mean the world to me. I would give my life to them in a heartbeat. You know, when I see them, they're not the brightest kids in the world. You know, like we all think our kids are the smartest ones. They're probably not. They're not the fastest. They probably won't be a baseball star or a football star, but they're my kids. And they're the most important kids in the world to me. When I see all their friends, their buddies, and everything, it just makes me, no matter what I do in the community, it makes me want to help them. We do the Toys for Tots program here in town that we got established a couple of years ago. You know, nothing feels better than giving back and seeing the smiles on every kid's face when you do something nice for them. A lot of times they don't get that at home nowadays. And if I can be any part of that in the community, do any kind of policy or anything at the school that helps, you know, each kid grow up and have a chance in life, that's what I'm there for.
Thank you. Mr. Houghton.
B5.
What problems and there are problems do you see with the Haleyville City School System, and how would you want the Board of Education to address those issues?
We do so many great things at the Haleyville City Schools. And as far as problems, I don't see them so much as problems. The community may at some times because they don't understand the concept of what's going on. So it's hard for me to see that as being a problem. But if I had to drill it down to one item or a scope of items, it's the technology in the arena of an issue, if you will. To clarify it, I'm talking about the current technology that we have in-house, in the classrooms, in the system, which would blow most people's mind is what we actually have there. We've not done the best job of training the teachers to utilize it for the most part. I mean, I'm talking in generality here. But our teachers and administrators must continue to grow the kids and chase them with the technology. Example, got a 21-month-old at home, can turn an iPhone on. We've got to push the teachers and the educators and administrators to chase these kids with this technology that we have in-house right now. We don't have to buy it. It's already there. So with so many resources and technology, we need to move consistently, methodically with these children and grow with these children. So overall, Haleyville City School System is in great shape, teaching, testing, financially. So there's no real problem there. But if we've got to drill it down, this is where we got to go with the technology.
Thank you. Steve Stott.
Number eight.
The administration proposes the majority of agenda items that come before the Board of Education. How comfortable would you be in opposing recommendations brought by the administration if you felt it would result in bad policy?
Well, I'd be very comfortable in opposing a bad policy. As a board member, I'm accountable to the citizens that elected me to serve as a board member. So that would not be a problem if it's a bad policy. It all goes back to that if a recommendation for a policy is not in the best interest of the school system, then we don't need to do it. So.
Thank you. Mr. Warren? Nine. Haleyville City Schools has an enterprise that spends over $1 million a month. Funding has been reduced already. Do you have a plan to deal with further reductions?
Advocacy for our school system is probably the most important thing that we can do as a board member and also as an individual in this community. No one knows the needs of our students and our schools better than our school board members. So who should be a better advocate than those people? They need to be an advocate for funding to our legislature, our elected officials in the county, our city officials, and those type things. My goal would be to work with our staff to make sure that we have an advocacy plan that works for our school system. As I've learned in the past, it's very important, and Dr. Bacon knows the importance, and these other board members that are members now, the importance of working with the legislature, the school board association, the superintendent's association, to make sure that everybody knows the needs of our school and our community. So I would say we have to be a strong advocate for our schools, and it's our job as a board member to be a good advocate.
Thank you.